We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jack, the new tax law changes first year. How many of your clients have come to you surprised about either a lower refund or owing the IRS?
We're finding that majority of our clients have not had an issue because during the year we had talked to them about changing their withholdings. There are some who have the issue of smaller refunds or owing because they did not change withholdings, and the new tax tables obviously decreased their withholdings quite a bit. And even though their tax has itself has decreased, they paid less, they're shocked that they're getting smaller refunds. I would say probably about 20% of our clients have that issue.
When they come to payroll deduction changes for this year, what was the advice that you gave those folks as far as the deduction changes?
We would tell them to file a new W-4, and normally if they wanted a big refund, to decrease the number of withholdings they were claiming on their W-4 form to increase the withholdings and therefore get a larger refund.
So basically, it sounds like have the government take a little more out of the paycheck every pay period.
Right. And if they did change their withholdings, they would find that their paychecks are probably staying the same as they were before, even though they were claiming fewer exemptions, if you will.
For those who didn't make that payroll deduction, how much of an impact are we seeing as far as the refunds or even owing?
Dollar-wise, or are you talking about percentage-wise? I would say dollar-wise, we're probably seeing a decrease in refunds of anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500 per person.
Okay, and percentage-wise, would you say that's how would it be estimated?
It's probably about 60% smaller refunds than you were getting in the past for most of the people.
All right. Any other advice for people as far as this new tax law changes, that other adjustments they should make as they file?
Just let them know that there are changes, and to check the tax liability rather than the refund amount. They'll be shocked. I think most people would be shocked to find that even though their income has stayed the same, their tax that they're actually paying is probably down anywhere from $15 to $2,000 on an average return. So even though their refund may be smaller, they'd be getting that extra $100 per week in their paycheck, and they should appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.